Well, good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick. I'm here in our Washington, D.C. studios filling in for John Hockenberry this morning, and I'm here with Celeste in New York. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, Celeste, it's not a news story that a lot of cities across the U.S. are facing budgetary problems. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where I grew up right near that city, it may declare bankruptcy. And in Los Angeles, the mayor proposed cutting libraries and parks, only to back down a day later after outrage from constituents. And in Baltimore and Detroit, they're also facing major deficits that may lead to cuts. Baltimore residents rallied yesterday to demand an end to proposed budget cuts that would affect everything from city swimming pools to the fire company and a lot of other programs. And in Detroit, they're talking about the possibility of bankruptcy. We heard of deficits of $500 million or more from Jerome Vaughn from WDET a few minutes ago. Now, we're going to start in Baltimore with Mark Steiner. He's host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA Public Radio there. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Bottom line, how big of a deficit is Baltimore looking at, and what's on the chopping block for you guys?
$121 million deficit out of $2 billion, but in reality it means $800 million in hard cash they have to cut from. Everything else is a program they can't cut, so that makes it huge. It could mean 193 police officers, 91 firefighters. More importantly, for many people, it means cutting out 29 of the 55 remaining rec centers. Thousands of kids won't be able to be in any kind of after-school or summer programs. Those are the things that really have people going.
There were some rallies yesterday rallies on Wednesday where lots of Baltimore residents came out to protest some of the cuts, and nobody wants to see anything police, firefighters, or their local pools cut. But you've decided on approaching this in a new way. You've gotten on Facebook and gotten your listeners to write to you with their gripes, but also with some solutions, hopefully.
Yep, it's interesting. There's been an outpouring. Hundreds of Baltimoreans have kind of called into this thing we've done. Sorry, it's our parakeet. Have called in with hundreds of ideas, including rejuvenating the dollar home thing to kind of recreate a tax base in Baltimore.
I'm sorry, repeat that? Recreating what?
Dollar homes.
Uh-huh.
We had this thing in Baltimore where you had dollar homes. For a dollar, you could buy a vacant house if you promised to fix it up in X amount of time. Bringing that back, we have 30,000 to 60,000 vacant homes owned by the city and other people in this town. Taxing nonprofits, huge corporations like Hopkins in Maryland, giving them a bed tax. Creating a bottle tax in Baltimore. Letting communities kind of take over abandoned places to rebuild them as opposed to closing them. And then one huge thing was saying, instead of closing rec centers, partner with universities so their students have to have a practicum to work in those rec centers for credit. To keep this rec centers open without all the paid staff that you have, but letting them really function on a high level.
All right, Mark Steiner.
Tons of ideas.
Mark Steiner in Baltimore. You had a listener, Clarence, who called into your program. Jay, let's fire Cities One here.
The last thing I would do would be to cut back on public safety, but there are other ways that we can cut across. We have to look at new ways of utility usage, of waste treatment management. All of those things are things that take away from the budget that you use to deliver goods and services to the people.
You're hearing lots of good ideas like that.
Good ideas. And I think part of it had to do with the conversations we've had around how some Brazilian cities have what they call participatory budgeting, where citizens groups actually work with the city to come up with ideas on how to create a new way of living and a new way of spending money and a new way of saving money. And so some of us have been calling for that in the city. Let's be creative instead of just slashing budgets. Let's start thinking creatively about how we might approach American cities' future. So
okay.
That's what we've been pushing here in Baltimore.
All right, a little bit of constructive crowdsourcing in Baltimore going on with Mark Steiner. Well, you know, in Phoenix, they're facing budget shortfalls. They've passed a sales tax on all grocery items, including food, as a way to raise money. There's lots of other things, tax increases and cuts on the chopping block in Phoenix. And there has to be in Detroit as well. I want to bring back Jerome Vaughn, news director from WDET Public Radio in Detroit. Jerome, you said deficits of up to $500 million. Is there any creativity going on in Detroit about what to cut, or is it just a lot of frustration so far?
I'd say it's both. I mean, the mayor, Mayor Bing, has started
started to look at some ideas of how to shrink the city. We've got about a third of the land in Detroit as vacant, and so they're looking at ways of the possibility of tearing down some homes where there might be only one or two homes on a block in a certain section of the city, and turning that back over to urban farmland or a nature preserve or something along that line, saving money from not having to have police patrols in those areas, not having fire patrols in that area. And so that's an idea that's starting to be looked at. As far as taxes, Detroiters already have the highest tax burden in the state of Michigan, so that's really not going to be an option for taking care of this.
Well, speaking of homes, you had a listener, James Melton from Detroit, who called in and had a little bit of optimism.
The value of my home, I don't even want to know what the value of my home has become over the last few years. I was unemployed for 11 months, but I don't know why, but I look at the future and I don't feel a lot of dread. I see people opening up businesses in the city. I see a lot of small-time entrepreneurship going on, and there are just so many points of light that you just can't give up on this town.
Well, Jerome Vaughn, your listener James Melton is optimistic, but enough points of light to bring the budget back to the black, it doesn't look like so far.
I would agree. I think it's going to take some time to get it right. It's going to take some courage on the part of the politicians to get it right. This is not a problem that has just popped up overnight. We've had, deficits of several million dollars for years, and the politicians have not gotten it right. And so that's what's going to have to happen here very quickly if the city is going to avoid receivership, a state takeover to manage its finances.
Jerome Vaughn, are you sure that raising taxes isn't an option? I know you feel that way. Do local leaders feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, Detroit has such a high rate of poverty. More than a third of the people live in poverty. There's already an income tax and excise taxes. It's very unlikely that that's something that's going to work. We're really looking at having to cut services and, some other creative financial means to get this in
order. All right. They need some creativity in Detroit. Jerome Vaughn, news director for WDET, and Mark Steiner of WEAA. We want to hear from you. What can your city cut? What should they cut to avoid bankruptcy this summer? We want to crowdsource with you, the Takeaway listener. Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.